A petition organiser is celebrating that Massey University has cancelled an event planned for the campus. The university has told a women's group, described by critics as anti-trans, to find an alternative venue for its event, Feminism 2020. We can talk now with Charlie Meyer from Massey Students Against Transphobia at the Marie.
Hi there.
Hi, why did you want this cancelled?
We wanted it cancelled because for us it wasn't a discussion of like a debate or anything. This was spreading anti-trans speech on our campus, and therefore we didn't think that it was safe for our students to continue.
Why not safe?
Safe because the things that they are advocating for are stopping trans people from moving forward in terms of getting rights. So they're against having trans people in female spaces. They don't see trans women as women. And therefore, like, they're trying to make sure that people are going into the, like, bathrooms and spaces that are biologically assigned to them at birth. But the problem is that, you know, if people are, you know, presenting as female and then biologically going into male spaces, then they're putting themselves at risk as well. And that's something that I don't think they consider.
Okay, but this is essentially, they're talking about it, they're not doing it. So I'm interested in how you think that's unsafe for you when all is going on at this stage is essentially debate.
So the difference is that, in our view, it's not a debate. So the problem is that by all means, these people can discuss options further for how we can best advance feminism, because we're all for feminism. That's not a question. The problem is that they are posing this as a debate, which it's not, because we are just trying to advance trans rights. It doesn't have anything to do with erasing women's rights. It's just about advancing our rights so that trans people are feeling less discrimination. In terms of feeling unsafe on campus, it's because by having these discussions on campus, it like is a breeding ground for people in university to, you know, continue these thoughts.
Okay.
And they are blatantly transphobic.
Speaking about the university, though, how do you feel that Massey's conducted itself in this? Because initially, obviously, this was going to go ahead. Now it's not going ahead. What conversations did you have with the university about this?
So we actually had quite a bit of conversation with the university. So initially, there wasn't really any conversation. I formed a group, Massey Students Against Transphobia, as a reaction, because there wasn't any student voice that was advocating against the event. And we weren't getting any dialogue from Massey whatsoever. After I formed the group and myself and a group of people as well, it wasn't just me, we started a petition and we set up a sit-in protest. And when we reached out to the acting vice-chancellor, Giselle Burns, that's when we got a response. And then from a week ago, we've had regular communication. And through having meetings with Giselle, we were able to help go over and revise the decision of Massey to not cancel the event.
Thank you very much for your time. Charlie Meyer there from Massey Students Against Transphobia at 11 minutes to 8.